This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's C-Note here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. We got Krusty's Corner coming up at 340, but right now, it's time for the C-Note. Here's the bully.
All right, we got Cowboys questions heading into camp. Awesome article from our buddy Joseph Hoyt, Cowboys beat reporter, now back with the Dallas Morning News. But this morning, there was a conversation had on Get Up on ESPN, and they kicked around this question. Is Dak set up now for a monster year with your Dallas Cowboys?
Dak and that talent on the edge, with him having the freedom of some health and a new head coach, I think it becomes more Dak's team, and he puts up big numbers, and the receivers, both of them, are happy.
You mentioned Dak does win big when he's coming off injury. After missing the final 11 games in 2020, he went 11-5 the following year. And then after missing the final five games in 2022, he won 12 games and threw 36 touchdowns the next year. So if the pattern holds, Kevin, Dak should have a monster year, don't you think?
Yeah, if he's healthy. But that's true of a lot of guys.
If he's healthy, are they good enough on offense for him to add to this kind of chart?
Yeah, this kind of chart. I just don't see a ceiling as a team that's significantly higher than it has been the last couple of years. They're the third best team in this division. I don't see any way they close the gap, not only with the Eagles, but with the Commanders. That's just a more talented roster in Washington right now. So I think Dak's going to have a vintage Dak year, and it might not matter. That's the unfortunate thing for the Cowboys right now.
Wow. So Kevin Clark with, hey, yeah, Dak could have a bounce back here. And hey, those numbers from that they mentioned in the beginning of the clip, that's all true. Dak's bounce back after an injured season has been absolutely brilliant. I think we're all looking at the offense has the potential to be pretty damn good when you add George Pickens with Tyler Booker, with Guyton being into year two, a new offensive line coach. Can that hopefully reinvigorate and get Terrence Steele back on the right track year two with Cooper Beebe at center? Like there's reasons for optimism offensively, but will it matter? Like if Dak goes out, has an excellent season, hey, 2 years ago, runner up for MVP, but again, you were one and done in the postseason. And I guess it did make me think of the conversations we've been having about how woeful the defense could also be. I mean, there's definitely, you can make cases for both sides of the ball where reasons for optimism and also like ultimate disaster. But I think when we look at it, the ceiling for the offense probably much higher if they're able to hit their peak. Defensively, because of the injuries, that has the possibility to be really, really bad.
Yeah. As you almost no spillage. Knock over the drink, no spillage. That was impressive. Yeah, I think that the defense, of course, is what scares me most. And in those years that Dak and the offense were crushing, they were usually doing it against the poor defenses. They were inflating their numbers versus the poor defenses. It looks like you have a pretty tough schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't know till we know week to week. Maybe a team that we think is going to have a good defense doesn't. But I think that's something that has to be considered here. And the fact that I think this is going to be a defense that's really going to struggle, at least early on. New defensive coordinator and way too many injuries and a run defense that's still a question. The back end, like, I think that's the biggest issue that I have with the team going into the season. I can squint and see that, okay, this offense could click and that could be awesome, but one, can they consistently do it versus good defenses? And two, your defense is I think going to be a huge problem.
I don't know about, I'm trying to look and see the Washington and Dallas roster comparison here. Because Kevin Clark, you're the third best team in your division. I mean, I do think there's going to be regression here for both Philly and Washington. I think naturally that's going to happen. I don't know that Philly, it's really health. I don't see them replicating the health. I just think that's the law of averages in the NFL. But for Washington, defensively, I still think there's some questions. Like, their defensive front, pretty solid. We talked about
yesterday that their secondary might not be good enough.
Right. And I think
their secondary was in the bottom half of the league.
And I think they've got similar, like, I think the Cowboys front seven better than what you've got with Washington. Washington might have the best overall linebacker with Bobby Wagner.
They have,
but the Cowboys have the better, I'd say, defensive line.
They have the better quarterback right now.
And they have the better quarterback right now.
Better quarterback because you don't know how your quarterback's going to come off the injuries. Right. Right.
Now, it's possible the Cowboys could end up with the better offensive line. Last year, that wasn't the case. I think the Cowboys' potential on the offensive line greater than Washington. I don't know that it's just like clear cut and dry, oh, Cowboys are the third in the division. I mean, I have been on record, bold prediction, Philadelphia takes a big step back. Mm-hmm. I don't see Barkley being able to sustain health again this year after the workload last year, and I call them to miss the playoffs. All of these are reasons why I think the Cowboys are going to end up surprising a lot of people and finding a way to win this division.
Yeah, to me, I'm so convinced that Jaden Daniels is that dude. And so I think he's able to just make up for it. Because I agree, you don't look at the Commanders roster and just like, oh wow, this is daunting.
Yeah.
But when you factor in the Jaden Daniels thing, he was an MVP caliber dude last year.
Absolutely.
Like that's just the reality of it. He was a cheat code. Fourth downs, like, they go for it. They're playing a little bit of a different game. Like, some of these top teams that know I got four downs to play with every time. And in the red zone, Jaden Daniels was dynamite.
The pushback I would have is we had this exact same conversation with CJ Stroud a year ago, and I do think Cliff Kingsbury, while he was awesome last year, they did also have a little bit of a lull. I do think that was mainly because of the health of Jaden Daniels. I think that was probably proven to be more so the case.
Yeah,
he wasn't running as much. Yeah, yeah. But like, can Cliff find a way now that the league's had a year of what they were doing, what they liked to do, what their strengths were, to be able to still kind of reinvent and have something up his sleeve to where, hey, their counter, what is your counter to that? So I'm so with you. I think I'm so ticked off that Jaden Daniels and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Washington, because I love the guy too. I think he is top five quarterback, but we did just see, we were ready to put CJ Stroud on that pedestal, and there was a massive regression. It might just be, hey, in the NFL, it is tough. And I don't even know if it would necessarily be Jaden Daniels' fault. It could be play caller related. It could be other issues with his own football team, with the roster, but I do think that, like, we can't just assume anything. And it, same thing with Dak. The version of Dak we saw in the first eight games last year was not good. And while the track record shows he plays great after injury, and I'm confident you'll get a good version of Dak this year as well, that's up for debate too. You know, I don't know that that's a foregone conclusion. So it's still some question marks here with all these teams as we get into 2025. The NFC is going to be fascinating to me because I think it's going to be a little bit tighter than the forecast is showing from all the other talking heads.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I do.
What will be with the Commanders, though, we'll see what kind of bounce back that Deebo Samuel has.
Sure.
That's the thing that kind of... and
like another added dimension to the offense.
Yeah, and you talk about Cliff. Will Cliff figure out ways to use him? I think there's a lot of questions, too, about Terry McLaurin in that contract.
Right? Yeah, that
is not happy.
Is that going to be... And then Brian Robinson's contract is a question mark, too, there. You know what they're going to do there. Zach Ertz seemed to find kind of the fountain of youth as, you know, when he was playing. Mm-hmm. You kind of felt like, well, he's done, but, you know, the Commanders kind of figured out some things with him. So, you know, Samuel, McLaurin, Eckler. I mean, I know Eckler missed a lot of the season because of the concussion thing he suffered, but that quarterback is, that guy's a difference maker. He really, really is. And they're very similar to Dallas. I mean, if you look at their offensive line, you know, Biotis played well for them. Sam Cosmi played well at guard. And then they trade for Laremy Tunsil. You know, Dallas has got what? Dallas has got kind of three offensive linemen, right? Don't you kind of feel? Well, so do the Commanders, if you look at it that way.
Other questions from Joseph Hoyt, courtesy of the Morning News. Will George Pickens continue to impress? I think we're all pretty damn confident Pickens is going to be good. Mm-hmm. I think when what will be fascinating is just, you know, the issues that he had during games, the maturity stuff, if things go wrong, is he going to be able to maintain his composure? And is he fighting fans in the stands? Is he getting into it with other teammates out of frustration? The guy wants to win, and it sounds like him and CeeDee have a tremendous relationship. I love the fact that him and Dak have been working together, and it's a contract year. These guys typically are going to go out and have their best foot forward and ball out to try and get the paycheck. But I think a lot of tests, and you brought this up yesterday, Brian, especially with Brian Schottenheimer, when the adversity hits. There is no adversity right now. It's kumbaya time.
Yeah.
But once adversity hits, how does the team respond? And how does George Pickens respond?
This you will not know about Brian Schottenheimer as a coach until it turns into we're playing live games. Then you're going to get it. And then all of a sudden, though, what if it turns into a winning streak, you know, where it's four or five games and now the buy-in is real? Everybody's buy-in is like, okay, we're pulling for each other. We're pulling for the team. The minute that things start to go badly, that's where you'll know about Brian Schottenheimer as a coach. Because as you mentioned, Willie, right now, everybody's all feel goods. But it's when things start to go bad, then you start to see the little pockets of players like, man, this guy's in over his head.
Mm-hmm.
The scheme here, they've got too many college coaches. You know, they're over their heads. You know, you'll start to hear on this white cotton, you know, defensive line. He was supposed to be so damn good with the Jets. He can't coach anybody. You know, he can't coach Lions to eat red meat. You know, I mean, you're going to hear all kinds of things to you know, when things start to go bad. And then it's going to be about Schottenheimer's ability. And it might not go bad, but if it does, that's where you're going to find out what kind of coach he is.
100%, because like right now we're loving the staff that he put together.
Yeah, you're just...
All of a sudden things go wrong. It's like, this is why you don't hire a bunch of college coaches. Yeah, you know,
he should have hired a bunch of his friends that could coach.
Yeah,
you know,
this was a big mistake. And 972, you guys are drinking the Kool-Aid again with the Cowboys. They're mediocre at best. I could see it. I could see the Cowboys not being good this year. I just, going based on the track record with this division, and I said the same thing last year, that's why I picked Washington. You don't have back-to-back champs for whatever reason. Maybe Philly can break this. We're 20-plus years now, and typically when people are down on the Cowboys, they bounce back with a year that is an overachieving type of season. And just because I think the regular season they could be good and win the division does not mean I'm projecting any type of success in the postseason.
No,
because
you're smarter
than that. I will not be fooled in that regard again. That won't happen. ESPN had the Cowboys offseason grade today as a C. Biggest move, Pickens. Move that they liked, drafting Donovan Azeraku in the second round. Move they disliked, letting Rico Dowdle walk in exchange for Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders.
We keep talking about Rico, and I haven't got this confirmed from anybody. I think Rico was going home. I think Rico was going back to Carolina. I think he'd had enough of being here, and maybe that whole charade that we played in that one game where we had, you know, Rico getting sick.
Oh, that Washington game, wasn't it?
Well, it was San Francisco, wasn't it?
Yeah, San Francisco.
The playoff
game.
That's right.
No,
it was this year. Remember, pregame. This year.
Remember, they had the fake fever and all that stuff like that.
He's out signing autographs for fans, but yet he was sick and couldn't play.
That was weird.
To me, I think there is some real questions that was he honestly going back to Carolina?
Well, and I thought Rico was awesome last year. I would have liked to have brought him back, but it's the first time he's ever stayed healthy in his career. And he's going into a committee in Carolina. They're not having him as the featured back. I think the Cowboys had their price and their number, and Rico thought he was going to end up getting more. You look at the deal that he got, like, yeah, I would have liked to have brought him back too. But we'll see. Like, Phil Maffa, Jaden Blue, maybe these rookies step up for you. That's my hope.
If you're going to play gap scheme, you know. I know one thing that, like, so Vachon Barney and I were talking about this last night. If you figure out that Jaden Blue can pass protect, he needs to be your starter.
Oh, for sure.
There's not really a need for Javonte Williams.
Yeah, if you, and that's going to be the big question, is can he pass protect and can he hold on to the ball? But if you get to Oxnard and all of a sudden you see drills where he is stepping up and pass protecting and picking up the right guys, he needs to be your starter.
I love it. All right, there it is, your C-note here in the G-Bag Nation on a Thursday. We have Bobby Corella live from Vegas talking all things Mavs and Cooper Flag. That's at the top of the hour, but coming up next, Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, I've got some questions from our guys from a media standpoint about this training camp. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.